Last week, we heard of Jesus' invitation to the cross, an invitation to embrace and follow Him every day, the cross that we have. This invitation leads us also to a new world view, because it gives us a new view of freedom. So often in our life, we have a skewed view of freedom. We think of freedom as license. We think of freedom as, I'm free to do whatever I want. And anything that limits my freedom is a bad thing because it limits me. But Jesus gives us this new view. He teaches us that when we truly and freely choose God, in that we become truly free. This idea of license is really an idea of slavery, because we become slaves to our passions, we become slaves to our emotions, we become slaves to sin. Our three persons in our gospel today have this skewed view of freedom, and it comes out in different ways. The first one comes to Jesus, gives this enthusiastic response, I will follow you, Lord, wherever you go. But Jesus doesn't just want words. He doesn't just want the easy response. And He reminds the man and He reminds us that it's easy to say the words, but there is a material and there is a spiritual cost to following Christ. To dream the dreams is good, but then we also have to take up a cross so that what we want in our dreams becomes reality in our lives. We can say we want a vibrant church. We want a beautiful church, as long as it's others that are taking care of it. As long as it's others that are doing the painting. As long as it is others that are taking care of the decorations. We can say that we want to enjoy beautiful liturgies and songs, music at our masses, at funerals, as long as it is others. We don't even want to join in singing half the time. Definitely not join a choir. It's easy to say that the church should be more involved in the community, as long as it is others that are getting involved in our name, because we don't want to make the effort to support the mission. And so we have to pray for the graces every day to recognize that cross that is right there in front of us, so that we can pick it up, embrace it, and follow Him in reality, not in fantasy. The second person in our gospel today, he wants to embrace his cross tomorrow. When I was down in Mexico, 18 months I lived down there, they have a saying very prevalent amongst the Hispanic people, the Mexican people, mañana, tomorrow. We'll take care of it. Mañana, padre, mañana. I'll get involved in the church when my obligations are complete. Then I'll follow. You know, when the kids are in school, I'll have more time. Then I'll get involved. When the kids are gone from the house because there's so much to do. When they're out of college, then I'll get involved. You know, when I get a better job, I'll be able to afford more. And then I'll be able to give more. When I retire, there'll be more time. Mañana. 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 Don't worry. Mañana. But it's not mañana that the invitation is there. The invitation is there today to pick up our cross and to embrace it. This last temptation is this temptation to look back at our life all the time, to live in the past, to see that our past is an excuse. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. You don't understand. Look what I went through as a child. Look what I went through as a young adult. Jesus could never love me. He could never accept me. You know, Father, 20 years ago, the priest that was here said such and such to me. I'm never going back to the church. Really? Are we going to let what someone might have said on a bad day, or are we going to let what we might have heard when we were having a bad day affect my salvation? Even if that person was a priest or a bishop, are we going to let that keep me from following Christ? None of us has had a perfect home. None of us has had a perfect schooling. None of us comes from a perfect family, because guess what? There is no such thing as a perfect family. So whatever is preventing us from recognizing the cross, whatever is preventing us from embracing the cross today, we have to let it go. Because none of us is worthy. That is true. But every one of us is loved. And every one of us is called and invited. was able to see a great response to this, I think, yesterday. The conclusion of our convocation of priests in La Crosse, we had our ordination this year. And it was a beautiful reminder for myself, and I think it was also a great reminder for everyone that was there. You know, ordinations are not just for the one being ordained and their family and for the priests. Ordinations are a celebration of the entire diocese. So if you ever get an opportunity, it would be good to go to an ordination. Now, our bishop has revised an old tradition. It's one that was not used when I was ordained, but after he anoints of the priest, he brings them together, and then he takes a strip of cloth and he wraps the hands and he ties them. He binds them. This is a reminder that this man is now bound to the work of Christ, to embrace his cross daily. But he does this in total freedom. Just as a man and wife coming together in marriage and giving their vows in total freedom to each other. This freedom, this binding, truly makes us free. Father Dan knows he's not worthy. Just as every one of us that ever been ordained, every one of us, probably most of you have been married, know that you're not worthy. We're all aware of our shortcomings. We're all aware of our failings. We're all aware of our difficulties. He doesn't know what the future holds in store for him. But his family and friends were there. Not to hold him back. His family and friends were there to present him to the bishop, to present him to the church, to present him to his mission, to encourage him. And that is our reminder. So no matter what our particular vocation might be, whether we are married, whether we are priest or religious, whether we are a single person in the world, we are all called to live our lives in freedom for another. Not to live them in freedom as license and in selfishness from others and only for ourselves. And we are called to let the regrets of yesterday go. To let the what-ifs of tomorrow take care of themselves when tomorrow does come. And we embrace our cross every day as we journey through this world and into eternity.